Mettow Valley residents are breathing a little easier today. The smoke from the wildfires has dissipated at last, and as of last night, the Twist River Fire, which is part of the Okanagan complex, was 98% contained, according to fire officials. But for a region dependent on tourism, how will local businesses make up for a lost season? Joe Marver owns the Twist River Suites Hotel. He says things aren't looking great for this Labor Day weekend. It's the last hurrah for summer tourists.
It's very, very low. It's just not happening. This is Labor Day weekend, and this is generally a very, very strong weekend. And tonight we're about half full, and Saturday and Sunday we're a little fuller because we do have a memorial service for lost firefighters who perished fighting the fires to save us. We actually are putting someone up for almost 5 weeks who was displaced because their home burned down. A couple of people couldn't get up to where their homes were because the roads were blocked because of the smoke, and then they were with us about a week or two, and then they left, and everything's clear now.
So you're telling me that some of the paying guests were actually evacuees. How many tourists have made their way there?
Just the ones who basically, the pass opening helped a lot. That would be Highway 20, the Cascade Highway. And they have ventured through because they're doing the loop, whether it's on motorcycles or in vehicles.
Well, the summer is only one tourist season in your valley, fall, winter, spring, all three. Are you looking ahead to what might pick up for fall and winter?
I'm a very positive person, and I will be very hopeful that we'll get the snow that we need in order to bring the people from the other side, and they can do their downhill and cross-country and snowshoeing and fat biking and all the different things that the winter brings. And I'm a positive person. I expect things to be quite nice and very desirable in the winter and the fall.
Joe, you have said you are a very positive person. I think you probably have to have that outlook to continue to do what you do. But two fire seasons in a row, you're dependent on tourists. At what point do you start to look seriously at the future of your business?
That's a very good question. I've been in business before, and I've had down seasons, and I always survived. So I have to look at that.
Joe Marver is the owner of the Twist River Suites Hotel.